Good morning, sir. How art thou? So do you think it's going down between the Kelsey's mom and Bert's and Tom Segura's mom? Did you hear about that on the podcast?
This was a while ago when they said they were going to fight, or who would win in a fight, or is this a newer thing?
I think they rebrought it up.
Oh, I'm not up on it.
Okay, I'm just wondering what your thoughts are. I think 2-on-1 is definitely unfair.
Yeah. Yeah. That was not what I thought you were. I should have been prepared, since this is what we talk about as Bert Kreischer, but I was not prepared.
Because I can't talk about comedy as really anybody. Nobody watches like stand-up comedy anymore.
I've found some people lately. I've gone a long time without anyone. Or they say they watch it, and you don't know anyone, and I went through the other day. This one and this one and this one. But there hasn't really been a good. There was a rash of good specials right at the end of the year, but then there's been a little bit of a dearth for a little bit. Dearth. I used that right.
Right.
Yeah.
Good morning, Mike. Are you able to hear us? Okay. Are we new?
Good morning.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Good.
Karen will not be here today. Four. One more, and then we should be able to start. Do you want me to wait for Mike, too?
Mike.
Oh, yeah, wait. Mike's not joining. You just heard. I'm sorry. I was just so shook my WebEx wasn't working this morning.
Could be rattling.
So then, JJ, real quick, do you mind just giving us updates on number 5?
Yes.
Okay. I'll help you out with that, too.
Okay. We still need scores for Michael.
Mike Lloyd?
Yeah.
He was not present during it, so that's why he has not submitted scores.
Okay. Yeah. So is he not going to submit scores?
We can ask him.
Oh.
He's online.
Okay. I guess we can ask him then.
Yeah. We just need the fifth person. Yeah, we need the fifth person.
I'll be honest, it's my mother-in-law's birthday, so it loses the St. Patrick's meaning.
Oh.
And
you can't keep doing the same theme over and over for the birthday?
It is the same theme over and over again, but I don't, yeah, we don't. Oh, Claudia's on. We're good to go.
Gail quorum.
All right. Morning, everyone. We verified the quorum, so that's item number 1 on here. Next item of business. Wait, sorry, we were ready, right?
Yes.
Okay. We're ready. The next item of business is approval of the minutes from February 8th. Does anyone? I should mention there's no one. There's many people in the room, but all except for me, everyone is online. So when we call for a motion, it's going to have to be someone online.
This is Claudia. I will move to approve those minutes.
And I think Dan seconded it.
Seconded it.
Okay. So it's been moved and seconded. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? There are none. That's item number two off the docket. We're rolling. Item number three, Housing Trust Fund Policy Discussion Topics. Reviewing drafts or version six. Josh, thank you for your work on this.
Thank you all for your help. Let me pull this up so that way we can have one last look. I need to make it a little bit bigger. How is that for everybody online?
Looks good.
Perfect.
Yep.
So, Matt, do you mind if I hop
in? Yeah, please.
Thank you, everybody, for all your help on this, including staff. Emily, thank you for attending online. Just to kind of, because we got a few things on the agenda that we do need to go through and vote on, is there any discussion that we want to have in regards to the development policy? I highlighted the areas we discussed. Any objections? Do we want to approve it, Matt? What are we thinking?
I'm ready to approve, but I would love to hear if anyone else has any other thoughts on the policy.
Jeff, do you have anything? You're our expert here.
Yeah, no, I think we've made several revisions, and I think it looks good to me, and I'm ready to approve it.
I guess, can I make a motion then to approve, or is that Matt?
Oh, please do. Please make a motion.
Yeah, I'll make a motion.
And I'll second that motion.
All right, it has been moved and seconded that we approve the Housing Trust Fund Sustainability Development Policy as presented. All in favor, let's see, is there any questions on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? Oh, aye. All opposed? Hearing none, that passes unanimously. Thank you, everyone, for your work on that.
Thank you, everybody.
All right. So that brings us to item number four, Bluffdale ADU Resource Toolkit. Who's taking that one away?
I can do some updates here in just a second, as soon as I can figure out how to share my screen again. Thank you, everyone, for your patience. And we had someone call in. Susan, is that you on the phone?
That's me, the 385 number. Yeah, that's
easy. Perfect. Thank you. Just want to make sure. So we have everybody.
Great.
So cool. Bluffdale ADU Resource Toolkit. We are going to start ramping this up, which... basically, the main thing that we want to accomplish in this part of the agenda is approving or adding some meetings, because we do have quite a busy schedule coming up for Housing Trust Fund with HOME and the Bluffdale ADU Resource Toolkit. So this got moved around a little bit. We're hoping that we can take a vote today. If Matt, if we need to have everyone have a second to take a look at their calendars, you know, maybe get back to us and, you know, in a week or two or something like that, we can do that as well. Just want to be able to try to put this on everyone's calendar sooner rather than later, so we're able to start collaborating on that tool, RFP.
Okay. Has everyone had a chance to look at their calendar and see if the 18th and the April and May 23rd, let's see, and May 30th. Are going to work.
Can you say those dates again?
Yep. So we're looking to add April 18th. So that would be right after our normally scheduled Housing Trust and Advisory Board meeting. And then we're going to add a couple meetings, so we're gonna have a pretty busy May, just so that way we're able to get the awards out by mid-June, because I believe there needs to be some approval process from Bluffdale. I need to get back on that, but so we're looking to add three meetings total.
Yeah. So what were the dates then?
May 23rd and May 30th.
And then I guess the other thing we haven't discussed, but the assumption is that I'm working off right now, mm-hmm. is we would just use the same 8:30 time slot on those days.
Correct.
So for anyone who's looking at their calendar, we would look at an 8:30 start.
Yeah, those for me at 8:30.
So this is Stephanie. The May 30th doesn't work for me. I'm actually unavailable that entire week.
Okay. So we can, Stephanie, let you and I talk. Maybe we can work out a solution with Teresa offline.
Okay.
Okay. We'll get a little workaround with that.
Matt, is it the league meeting, the mid-year meeting that date?
Oh,
April 18th, I'm sorry.
You're right. I forgot. I don't have it on my calendar, but you're right, it is.
That's okay. There's always
a let's see.
I wonder if we could maybe do the meeting on Tuesday instead of that week.
Ooh.
Sorry.
I wouldn't be able to do that on that Tuesday at the normal, at, like in the morning, but would have the ability to do it any time in the afternoon up until 5 o'clock.
How about we, well, actually, no. Is there anybody else that has conflicting issues with April 18th? Maybe I'll put something together for the group, put in an email, and just make sure we can check off those dates. Because it's kind of hard to do that right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be helpful to have this in email. I know the 18th I can't make.
I cannot make the 18th either. I'm sorry.
Okay. So we'll figure it out. We'll just make it work.
Well, can we do a doodle poll with everyone?
Do you know how to do mm-hmm. that? Can you teach me how to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then yeah, we're good. We can figure that out.
All right. Well, then that's what we'll do is we'll work on doing a doodle poll. Right. Well, so April 18th, there's at least three that won't be able to do that. And then May 30, we had one mm-hmm. that can't.
So what I'm thinking with the doodle poll is I'm just basically going to do the same week, open up the same weeks as those dates and see what dates work for most people.
All right.
Just because we do need to stick around that timeline because it did get approved when we spoke with Bluffdale and we need to try to make that work as much as possible.
And I need to thank Mike Beloy for reminding me that I need to block out that I haven't blocked out those days yet. Okay, then we'll work on sending out a doodle poll then for those dates. Is there anything else you want to say in item number four?
Yeah, just real quick. Next part of the process is getting the advisory board introduced to the two subject matter experts and Bluffdale City staff and having an initial review of the RFP that we have working with Teresa at this current moment. And then the next meeting after that would be to review the RFP one more time, final comments, and then we would look to publish it a few days after. And then we follow a very similar process as we did with the RFA, give you all an opportunity to review what's submitted, have a couple times to score it. It is going to be slightly different because it's an RFP, not an RFA. And Teresa can revisit that if we need to. Other than that, any questions on Bluffdale? Sweet.
Okay. Well, then, hearing none on that, then we'll move on to item number five, home request for applications. Take it away.
Yes. First of all, thank you, everyone, for taking the time and reviewing the applications and getting your scores in. I did send an email on Friday. After the presentations, we kind of, had additional questions for the applicants regarding their purpose and what they were going to use these homes funds for. So we did speak to our contracts and procurement representative. We were concerned that some of them were not meeting the need of creating new units. So that was a big point for us. So we asked them questions, we sent them your responses. Hopefully, I know we're in such a tight deadline. We gave you some time to review your scores if you were fine with them. I do kind of just want to make the options available that you have right now as we make recommendations. The first option would be, I guess, when you make your recommendations, keeping in mind, did this applicant meet the need of creating new housing? And if they did, they should receive the points, and the applicants that did not meet that requirement would not receive any allocation. The second option would be determining a portion of our allocation. So whoever did meet the requirement of creating new housing would receive an allocation, and then the rest of the applicants, if you did want to award them funds, they would need to receive an amount less than what the first applicant receives. So just they would receive, it should be less than allocated to the first applicant that did meet the requirements. And also projects that did not meet the requirements, but some funding should be awarded, or you guys want to award funding to them, they should also receive equal amounts. So I guess the first applicant, you know, if they did meet the requirements, will receive whatever amount you choose to allocate. And then the rest of them, if you do want to allocate some portion, it should be equal amounts. Or the third option would be whatever money we have left over, we can move it to our other applicants in our other pool. So I know that's a lot of information, but does anyone have any questions just on your different options?
All right.
Okay.
I think that makes a lot of sense.
I have a quick one. When we met last week, Saskia had mentioned that instead of like it being the amount, there was some sort of percentage wise. So like, you know, if one applicant is requesting, you know, say $1 million, but the other one is requesting $500,000, but the $500,000 has the highest score.
Mm-hmm.
There was like a percentage allocation. So we could also award less than the 100% they requested and rank it that way. Is that not the case?
Yeah. He's talking about the consideration, I think.
Mm-hmm. And was it 10% or?
I forgot how they explained it, but yes, we probably need to confirm with Teresa.
Okay.
That's
we can do it that way. Yes. Our three options were given by Teresa, but there is that percentage.
Okay.
But I don't know exactly.
Yeah, so I don't mean to complicate it. Like whatever you guys recommend, I just remember that being thrown out there. So I just want to make sure.
Let me share my screen so that way we can see how our applicants were ranked.
Are you on the WebEx? Do you want to share your screen?
Join. Maybe. There's also a little curveball in there. When we were doing our allocation, we forgot to take out the admin portion for home. So our available amount is roughly that $1 million that we have to allocate instead of the 1.2. And these are under applicant information. We have our organization's project name, the amount they requested, and then their total scores. And then we have how they ranked. So CDCU, I believe, was the only one that was creating new units. SwitchPoint, from their responses, I believe they're creating 3 new units with these home dollars. And then Housing Connect is mainly, well, it's rehab.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but this is just showing us at this point. We're not.
Yeah, this is just that. Showing you how they rate. And then I guess now it's up to the members, who actually met the requirements, and then.
Yeah, and sorry to interrupt. Just remember that the recommendations that you all give are going to the Home Consortium.
Right.
So
And then they make the...
They make the final
decision,
yeah,
with our consideration.
Exactly.
And then it goes to one final body.
Then we go to the mayors.
Okay. So, sorry. Sorry,
can I just... So I apologize, but I feel totally lost in this conversation because I was not at the last meeting and I'm feeling like a lot went on in the last meeting. Like, I never even got applications to review. So that's why I'm a little confused.
Yes. Stephanie, you said you told me you were out of town for this one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then, so what happened was Michael didn't get to look at applications either, I think. Did he?
Okay.
I'm not sure. We just didn't receive scores. I don't know if he was okay in the meeting.
Okay. So yeah, for those that weren't there, I believe they didn't receive applications just because they weren't going to be given the opportunity to be in the interviews.
That's perfect. I just wanted to make sure I didn't miss something, that I was supposed to do something. Okay.
Oh, you're good. So we're good.
Okay. So we need to make our recommendations on this.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. The one thing I guess I just wanted to... Because based on what you were saying earlier, with Switchpoint saying they create... Three new units.
There is, for home, there is a maximum subsidy that we can use in order to create units. And I believe it's about 170, or how much is it, Kevin?
173.
That's the max that we can allocate in order to create a home unit.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I said 1,000.
Yeah.
Okay. So, in this example, then...
Mm-hmm.
Even though Switchpoint came in at number one, we would do 173,000 times three is the max that we could allocate in this scenario to them.
Correct.
So if we just plug that amount in,
519,000. Oh,
you
got that way faster.
And then the Morrissey is 64.
The Marcy's request is 500,000, so it would have to be, since they met the requirement creating new units, the rest of the applicants would need to receive it.
And then, given that the Morrissey is, because it's a little bit of a stretch, but we've got this maximum number for the Switchpoint as to how many numbers we get, but like as far as the actual number of new units for this home program, they're not doing that, even though it's a great program. But we give them that, if we were to give them that maximum amount, then, well, actually, we could go and give them 500,000 to, even though that's a little less than that maximum amount, and then also match with the Morrissey at 500,000, or does it have to be less?
It has to be less.
So we could do 400, I mean, is it just...
How much less?
499,999.
I mean, technically, that is less. There wasn't a number of, like, or a percentage of how much less that should receive.
Okay. Well, anyways, I guess I was just going to say we'll do, anyways, give the Switchpoint their maximum and then the balance to the Morrissey and then nothing to Housing Connect would be an approach that I'd like to see what people think about.
So you're saying maximum for Switchpoint.
Yeah, we'll start off that way.
And then for CDCU.
The balance.
60-40-40. It's less.
It's less.
We don't have an identified amount.
And then will you remind me just on the... Because the Housing Connect didn't create any new units,
mm-hmm.
were one of the four options that you gave something that if we gave less to those other groups, we could still get some, there was a way to get it to, or they're just out because we agree there's no new units?
No, we can consider them for rehab under the different pool.
Okay.
All right, the TBRA,
rehab,
RFA, which we are not, we are not going to be a system that's all home consortium.
Is there a limit on those funds as well?
Yeah, there's only, is it 1.5 million? And we received 10 applications for that. And Housing Connect did apply for those funds as well.
New City Plaza.
That's not through this application process. It's a different Correct. Process.
Okay. Yes.
All right. Does anyone feel with the score that or the allocation that we have up there right now, does anyone want to do anything different than that? Sorry, maybe I didn't wait long enough.
No, I think.
Would anyone like to make a motion to recommend this allocation?
Can everybody hear us online? Maybe they're just thinking, they're pondering thought.
I will make that motion. This is Claudia.
Have a motion?
Second.
There's been a motion and a second to recommend the allocation of $519,000 to SwitchPoint and $496,244.80 to CDC Youth and Morrissey. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed?
This is Stephanie. I'm not opposed, but I'd like to abstain just because I wasn't involved in the process.
Sounds good. All right, so we have one abstention. The rest are affirmative votes. So with that, it passes.
Thank you, Matt.
Let it be written in stone. So that brings us to, also, thank you again, everyone, for your time reviewing those applications and participating in this process. So with that, number six, Coronavirus State and Local Fiscal Recovery Fund Affordable Housing RFA. Give us an update.
Yes, sir. All right, everybody. I'm not sure who knows what, because I know there's a lot of chatter in our small space within the affordable housing space. So, the ARPA dollars are no longer called ARPA dollars. They went through an exercise of transitioning through through the county's general fund, and now they are county dollars, so they're not tied federally to Treasury, which means we're keeping the reporting the same, but we don't have to report back to Treasury because it's all county money. So some updates that happened are the 12 contracts that we fully executed with all the ARPA language, we are going to be sending them an amendment just stating, hey, everything stays the same. Your reporting, your compliance, the timelines and expectations, which just a reminder to the group, it's the year of obligation. So at the for whatever they're using the funds for, they need to have a contract in place by the end of this year. And the expenditure deadline, which is the end of 2026. Any questions on that so far? I know that's a lot to throw at somebody early in the morning. Okay. So the first step we actually took was the four contracts that we have left, which is Liberty Corner, Silos Affordable, 910 West, and the Morrissey. We had to produce all new documentation, removing the ARPA language reference. Again, everything stays the same except for any reference of the money being tied to federal, any federal compliance or anything like that. What are some other things?
Hey, Josh.
Yep.
So one of the requirements with that were some deadlines of when the money had to be spent. Does that change as well?
No. Just like the amendments, these contracts are keeping all the same reporting requirements, compliance requirements, and same timelines as well. We wanted to keep that the same across the board, so that way it's easier just down the line to make sure everything stays the same. A couple other things. There are going to be a few change of use amendments as we reviewed the applications. We saw that everyone was basically going to use the funding for development hard costs. We found out that changed over time, right, with the use of the dollars. Some of them have decided to use it for the eligible use of real property purchase or real purchase of property, excuse me. So we're just sending out amendments to show that, hey, they're using it for an eligible use. It's just not exactly according to. And we're also having them update their Appendix C with those specific with that specific information. Any questions on that before I move on to the one final thing? Okay. The goal for the Housing Trust Fund, just with the with this RFA, is to have everyone sign everything by May 1st. That's our goal. Some it might get pushed back to June because some might close in June, just based on some timelines. But we are really pushing to get these things closed by mid-year. Other than that, we're plugging along.
Sounds very good.
Any questions?
Okay.
Any other business?
Yeah, I do have one other just quick thing. I was asked to provide a letter based on my role as the chair of the Housing Trust Fund to provide a letter of support for the county's Green and Affordable Housing Pilot Program. So it's a program that's using federal funding in order to provide technical assistance to property developers and property management companies to identify and provide solutions to hurdles to building multifamily affordable housing and incentivize electric equipment, among other, making the buildings electric, among other things.
We also have our expert online if you want to refer to her. Emily.
That's even better. Emily, would you like to talk about that? I just want them to know that I'm going to be providing a letter of support. So if we could talk to them about the details, that'd be great.
Yeah, thank you so much. So
do you want the screen, Emily?
Oh, actually, I am just going to talk at you, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Okay, perfect. So in brief, the county is putting together an application for the Climate Pollution Reduction Grant. This is an implementation grant that will be funded, hopefully, through the EPA. We've been in process for the past couple of months to working with Josh and Mike and a whole bunch of other folks to outline what this project plan would be. But basically, it would fund, like was mentioned, technical assistance and then loans for an incentive package for all electric equipment. So that would include hot water heat pumps, cold climate air source heat pumps, and then clothing dryers that we might have heat pumps for that as well, as electric induction cooktops. And specifically looking at those folks, we're hoping to, and why we asked for the chair to sign a letter of support was to have the funding flow through the Housing Trust Fund once it's awarded. So it would follow a very similar structure to what you all have already done for a couple of different pots of funding. And I just wanted to also say thank you to Jeff and Claudia. I know Mike has talked to you a little bit about this as well. So thank you all for your support and work on this. I'm happy to answer any questions if you have any.
Can I chime in with one thing before questions? Our development or this policy that we just passed is getting a shout out in the grant application, just so everybody knows. So, all right. Thank you all.
Yes. A big thank you to passing that as well, because it's aligned really directly with what this grant could do.
Any questions?
Great. Thank you, Emily.
Thank you.
Hearing no questions on that, is there any other business?
When do we expect to see the doodle poll on those other meeting dates?
My goal is tomorrow afternoon.
Okay.
So that way we can try to get a jump on it and work with our schedule as best as possible. Do you think you can...
Right after this weekend.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
That might be earlier.
All right. Excellent.
Super easy.
Great. Well, in the absence of other business, Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
It's been moved.
Second.
Seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Sounded unanimous, so we'll just go with it. We are adjourned.
Yes. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks,
appreciate your time and help.
Thanks, everybody. Bye.